A pleasure to welcome Alex and Zoe from Horses onto the show, and it is my 200th radio show, and I wanted someone special to come on to the show, and you are the first band to have 3 albums of the week on my show, so well done.
Thank you for that.
And you were one of my lockdown discoveries. It was Overdrive was the song that first came to me. That was the one that I first played on my show back in 2020. So, first of all, apologies. I've been calling you Horsies on my show, but it is actually Horses, isn't it? I know it's for internet purposes.
You can call it like you want. In France, we say horses, like a very French accent, so we don't really care.
Now, you've got a, excuse the pun, you have got a big year coming up. We'll come on to the album in a minute. But first of all, when I was doing my research, I discovered that I have actually seen Dr. Chan, which was Alex's band.
Yeah, but Zoe was in it too.
Yeah, Zoe as well. So maybe Zoe was at this gig. You played 10 minutes from here in Chelmsford.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is... you played 3 times. You played at Hotbox and The Basement a couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you remember those gigs?
I remember those gigs. The first one was very fun, and the two of us too, so... It was very nice. It was the first time we go abroad. Oh. We went abroad. So, yeah, I remember it. It was very fun.
Good. For some reason, I didn't go to any of those 3, but I did see you at the Shacklewell Arms with Mermaidens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Mermaidens also played in Chelmsford a bit after that, so that's how I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember it was the last night of the tour.
Yeah, at the Shacklewell. Yeah, good venue.
Very good.
Yeah. So you probably know Denholm, who probably stayed at his house, did you?
Yep.
Yeah. Good. Small world. Anyway, on to your album, Big, which is out on January the 12th. Tell me about the process for this one, because I know the first 2 you recorded quite close together. And this one, did you have more time to spend on this one?
We don't have more time, but we take more time, for sure. That was basically the same process at first. So we were together in a house, and we have the song already written in as demo, as demo, sorry. And we played all music together, like we didn't do like one track at a time, we play all together. That's the process we have. And after that, we take like a year to add all the things that's not very rock in the album. So the senses, the synths, and all the effects and things like that. So that was the difference. It's that we just spend more time, like, try to work on the production of the thing.
Yeah. And, yeah, the fifth horse, Floronta, has done a great job on this. I call him the fifth horse.
Sorry, I don't understand Flip Fox.
Sorry, I didn't understand either.
I call him the fifth member of Horses.
Ah, the fifth. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's done a good job.
Yeah. But actually, it was not like fifth. Like, it's more like fifth, six, and seven. Like, three people are involved in that and take a lot of their time to work on this. So thanks to them.
Yeah. And I think I read that you recorded previous albums at your grandmother's house. Was that the same process this time?
Yep.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Saved money.
That's the only choices we've got. So we drove like 7 or 8 hours to go there because it's very isolated. And yeah, we because there's no neighborhood. And in Paris, it's like impossible. So that's the only choices we've got.
Well, it sounds great. Done a great job on it. Now, the big change in this one is that Zoe has taken lead vocals on 3 of the 9 tracks. And apologies to Alex, but I love the 3 songs that Zoe's done.
No apologies needed. Next time she's going to sing the 9, it's going to be better for me.
Oh, Zoe, you sound incredible on those tracks. I love them.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Was it a big big change for you to step up to sing and play bass? That's because I know some people don't like to do that.
No, for me, it was not really a big thing to play bass and sing at the same time, but the big challenge was just to be the lead singer for the songs because I was really not used to it and I had to to have confidence, more confidence. We spoke a lot about that with Alex because we wanted to do that change for quite a long time, and we decided that together.
Yeah, it's quite a brave move, really, on this album because you could have gone with the same sort of sound, that sort of, I know a lot of people say Pavement. Mm-hmm. You could have gone with that same sort of sound for this one, but it's quite a brave move, this one. But I love it. It's absolutely fantastic. And it's a lot more polished. Is that the right word, would you say?
Might be, but that's not the intention of it at first. But maybe it's like more polished, maybe more like 21st century oriented, but that was not the idea at first, but in the end you're always like surprised by the process, and maybe it sounds like more polished, I don't know.
And have you got a favorite track from the album?
Maybe Zoe got one. Me, I'm like very harsh about myself, so I don't like to release, listen the thing. I never listen to it.
Ah. And so I don't have. Mine is changing every week, I think. But I've got one that I prefer to play live. It's New Career, because the end is very we can dance a lot.
Yes, I like that one. Yeah, I like that one. But yes, so you have already done a tour of the States. How was that?
That was amazing. We hope we can do that more next year, maybe, with the album. We only did a small tour. We had, I think, 7 gigs abroad. But it was very different from France because it was the real first tour abroad for us. And it's amazing to see the difference between the public in the USA. They have more the culture of the rock music more than in France. So, and it was really great to discover new bands and see how they are doing their music over there. Yeah.
Good. Now, this year, you must please come to the UK. Is it going to happen?
Yeah, I hope so. But we are now working with an UK/EU tour booking agency. So hopefully we'll do that.
Fantastic. I'm going to keep asking you. it's got to happen. I can't wait to hear these songs live, especially Overdrive, which was the first one.
Oh, so we're going to play it because we didn't play it anymore. But if you want to, if you are here, we're going to play it.
Yeah, come back to Chelmsford and play Overdrive for us. Then. asked about that. So your album is out on the 12th. Are you doing anything special on that release day?
Well,
thinking of it, maybe.
No, I'm working actually.
Oh,
I'm working all day, so. Not at all.
I know you're doing a special show on March the 7th, aren't you, in Paris? That's a release show for that. Maybe if you don't come to the UK, we'll have to come over to see you in France. Because my son, for some reason, he supports Nantes, football team Nantes. So maybe we'll come over. We was watching a clip of you playing a gig in Nantes. And it was there was babies in prams going past. It was very fun. It was great though.
You remember that, Zoe?
Yeah, it was an outdoor show.
Okay. Yeah, I play in slippers, I think.
Yes.
I play in slippers for that one, yeah.
Actually, I think it was Thomas that had, like, sliders on, I think.
With his socks and the
shorts. Yeah, that's right, yeah. But, yeah, it's quite interesting to watch, yeah. I like it. But, yeah, thanks for coming on to chat. I'm going to be playing three tracks from the album to go alongside this. So, look forward to seeing you live somewhere, if not the UK, then. France. It's
good. Normally UK is going to be this year. Normally.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Let's hear some more tracks.
I really want you to decide. That was Horses and IKEA Boy from that third album, Big. Thanks to Zoe and Alex for chatting. It was their first ever UK radio interview. Check out them on social media. They're not on X, but they're on Instagram. Horses Gallop 7, I believe, is the name on Instagram. It's Horses with two O's and two E's. Thanks again to Alex and Zoe. On with the rest of the music now and new releases. And this is another new album which came out Friday. Spencer Segalov and Great Paintings. And this is from their album, You're a Lighthouse, I'm at Sea. This is Under the Lights.
Things seem sweet. Won't touch the highs when you're on your own. things are good. Repeat a pattern till it's stuck. Question everything. They make you wonder, make you wanna be the problem. But who, baby, baby, who are they with?
That's Scout teaming up with Phoebe Green there for a new track called Who from an EP out on March the 1st. Now we've got a 60s cover for you. This is Snooper, who are from Nashville, first time played on the show. And they are signed to Jack White's Third Man label, released an album last summer called Super Snooper. This track is not on it. This is a cover, a wonky lo-fi cover, we should say, of the Yardbirds classic For Your Love.
What attracted you to him?
He was cute. He seemed very nice when in the message he sent me. Yeah.
I was uncomfortably happy.
You're listening to Under the Radar on Phoenix FM, playing the week's new independent and alternative releases right from across the globe. And that one was from Jess Locke, her first new music for 3 years, from an album which is coming out on May the 3rd called Real Life. That was called Uncomfortably Happy. Now we've got The Umbrellas, and this is an album I'm looking forward to. This is coming out on the 26th of this month. Fairweather Friends, their previous guests on the show from San Francisco. This is called Gone.
Don't make you weaker. Wish you could see it from my eyes.
That's a new name to the show, the last one tonight. That is Willow Avalon from Georgia. And that's called Honey Ain't No Sweeter. She still uses a rotary 50s telephone, likes to repair old cars, and apparently was discovered on TikTok and has now just signed to Atlantic Records. Next, we've got Whitelands from London, and they've teamed up with Dotty from the band Deary. Also label mates, Sonic Cathedral, for this track called Tell Me About It. And it's going to be from their debut album, Nightbound Eyes Are Blind to the Day, which is coming out on February the 23rd.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Apostles from Wigan and their new one, which is called The Mystic. Now, it's got the second play of this one from the Lemon Twigs. This is My Golden Years. This is going to be on their next album, Everything Harmony, which is out on May the 5th.
Watch me.
That's Swim School from Edinburgh, and that's their brand new one, Give Me a Reason Why. And they're going to be touring all over the UK in April. Now we've got the second play of this one from EMF. They're back with a new album called The Beauty and the Chaos. Another album which is out on January the 26th. That's a busy one. And this is called Hello People.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, that was the return of EMF, the 90s legends, and Hello People. It's going to be on a new album, The Beauty and the Chaos, out on Jan 26th. So that was show number 200 of Under the Radar here on Phoenix FM with me, Andy Gardner. Thanks for listening. As always, a big thanks to my special guests, Horses from Paris. Check out their album, Album of the Week this week. With Big, and Vixter is here. He is coming up next with Turn It Up, an all-new set from him to kick off 2024. I'm going to leave you with a London band Folly Group with yet another album which came out on Friday called Down There, and this track is called Strange Neighbor. See you next week. Thanks for listening again, and here's Folly Group.
Who's got the keys to the house next door? We used to be friends, but they don't live there no more. So many go in and never come out. Their names on the bills, their mold on the grout. Silhouette could be holding anything at all. I dread to think what they believe. If I could just make someone happy, I could brighten up their day. I know the second I leave, they'll say he was a strange neighbor. We got along alright. He was a strange neighbor. I said hello. Number 12, right next to the church, but they look like hell. The pipes are all leaking and the floorboards squeak, but you never know, it's all smiles on the street.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM. News.